the extent and the complexity of this community in our broken bits of pot.
There are a lot of bits here in this drawer, but the handful that I've just picked out can tell us a great deal. The largest piece is about the size of a postcard, and the smallest roughly half the size of a credit card. And the pieces fall easily into three distinct groups. There's a couple of smooth, pale green pieces that look very like modern, expensive china. Then there are other small pieces with blue patterning. And then there's a third group that are of unglazed natural clay, decorated in quite high relief. The pots that these fragments were once part of, in fact, come from widely different parts of the world. But between 600 and 900 years ago, all these fragments were thrown away in one place, on the same beach in East Africa. They were found at the bottom of a low, crumbling cliff at Kilwa Kisiwani Island in Tanzania.
Today, Kilwa is a quiet Tanzanian island with a few small fishing villages. But around the year 1200, it was a thriving port city, and you can still find the ruins of its great stone buildings and of the largest mosque of its time in sub-Saharan Africa. A later Portuguese